ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصلِّ اللهم وسلِّم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والأخيار من صحابته المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها. وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها، لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك والعاقبة للتقوى. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Oftentimes people ask themselves this question: why do we worship? Why do we need to worship God? What is the necessity and the reason behind our worshiping? Some people sometimes may wonder that, am I wasting my time? 5 times prayers a day, fasting, doing this, doing that. Why do we worship? The answer is because as human beings, we are in constant need. We need. And if you look at man and compare him to other entities and other beings in this universe, man is the weakest, the most vulnerable in this universe. We need others. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 35, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. You are the one who is in need. وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. I am not in need. I am self-sufficient. I am free of all needs. So if you worship me because you need me, you need this act of worship, you need it to continue your life, to be able to stand on your feet, to be able to live, to sustain yourself, you need to worship. I am not benefiting from your worshipping. نحن نرزقك. Look at Surah Taha, very beautiful. States the reason why we worship God. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Command your family to pray, to worship. وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Be patient with them. It takes time for you to convince them why they should pray. It takes time. وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكْ. Not because we need your worshipping. You are not sustaining us. We are sustaining you. We are nurturing you. We are feeding you through this act of worship and through prayers. لا نسألك رزقا. We are not in need for some money, for help, for food or support. whether material or immaterial. We are not waiting for that type of support from you. You are not sustaining us. لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك. In fact, it is we who sustain you. والعاقبة للتقوى. الحديث القدسي states, يا عبادي ما خلقتكم لأربح عليكم بل لتربحوا علي. I did not create you so that I make a profit out of you. I created you that you may make a profit out of me. I don't need mankind to profit or to sustain myself. أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. He's self-sufficient, gracious. We need others. We need physical support. We need the food, we need the drink, we need the sleep, we need the rest, we need the money, we need the health, we need education, we need love, we need attention. Each and every one of us, we need attention of others, the affection of others, the love, the care. We are in need. We are in constant need. From the second you open your eyes in the morning until you go to bed, and even while you are sleeping, you are in need for others. You are in need. Can you say that this, from this time to this time, I'm in no need, I'm free of all needs? Can we say this? No one can say this. Even the supreme king and the emperor and the president and the leaders and the commanders and the powerful and the healthiest and the most influential, they need others. أنتم الفقراء إلى الله. And it is through our worshipping. When we worship, we are tending to our limitations and deficiencies. We are feeding ourselves when we worship. It is the food that we needed. And worshipping is needed for us. It's against arrogance at the time of success and against despair at the time of failure. At the time of success, we become arrogant. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرَّأَهُ اسْتَغْنَى. All of a sudden, he becomes arrogant. He changes his behavior, his mind, his thinking. And at the time of failure, he becomes despair. He loses everything. He loses every hope he has. This is the result of someone who does not worship. But if he worships, neither success is going to make him arrogant or feel that he does not need anything now, nor failure is going to make him despair and weak and loses all his hope. It keeps the balance, keeps you strong at the time of your need. We need, and the source of giving, the ultimate and the strongest and the most perfect source of giving in this universe is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, your father gives, your mother gives, your wife, I don't know whether she gives or takes, I really don't know. I've been thinking about this for a long time. Yeah. Your children, they give, your friends, your community, everything gives. But the source of real giving is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real giving. The giving that is not attached to any favor. He does not give you and the following day he says, see, I gave you. Sometimes we have friends who are extremely generous with us, very generous. They give, they help, they support, but maybe along the time, one day they come and they remind us, remember the day you called me, you had nobody? Out of goodness, sometimes out of goodness, you know. Not out of evil intention, out of goodness. They remind us that one day I helped you, I supported you. Allah never does this. Allah, يَا مَنْ يُعْطِي مَنْ سَأَلَهُ يَا مَنْ يُعْطِي مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلْهُ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ. Even if you don't recognize him and you don't worship him and you don't thank him, he is obligated to give. He says, this is my, I created you, I'm responsible for you, for your sustenance, I will give you. Allah gives to everyone. But the story with us is different. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu was salam. This is how he introduces Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, "Inna ma'rifat Allah," his companionship, his recognition, his friendship. When you have a friendship with God, "Inna ma'rifat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unsun min kulli wahsha." It provides a sense of peace and comfort and tranquility in times of fears, in time when you have fears and hesitation and confusion. Unsun min kulli wahsha wa sahibun min kulli wahda. And a friendship, companionship against loneliness. How many times it comes that we feel we are lonely, we are left out. You feel you are lonely. Sometimes in the midst of your family you feel lonely. In the midst of your family, your extended family. They surround you, but inside you feel lonely. Allah provides you the companionship and the friendship and the family. Allah is the family. The real family is Him. وَصَاحِبٌ مِنْ كُلِّ وَحْدَةٌ وَنُورٌ And light in the darkness. مِنْ كُلِّ ظُلْمَةٌ وَقُوَّةٌ Strength. مِنْ كُلِّ ضَعْفٌ In every weakness. وَشِفَاءٌ مِنْ كُلِّ سُقْرٍ And a cure from all ailments. يَا مَنْ إِسْمُهُ دَوَاءٌ وَذِكْرُهُ وَذِكْرُهُ شِفَاءٌ Healing. His remembrance is healing for the heart, for the ailing heart. I was watching the CNN the other day, 2 days ago. There is a very interesting survey and a study in the CNN. The survey says that the American people, go and Google it. It was in the CNN, the study, 2 days ago. Are the most people with depression, liable for depression. Do you imagine that? The strongest nation on earth, when it comes to the psychological, emotional side, it's the weakest, the most vulnerable. They have everything, everything physical and material is available. Everything is available here, including money. If you work, you get money. In some countries you work, you don't get money. In America, if you are a hard-working person, you make money. Everything is available. But again, the highest rate of depression is found in this nation. It says 50% of the American people, meaning 100 million people today, 150 million people today, they use at least one type of medication per day. Half of the nation uses one type of medication. 10% of the nation uses 4 types of medications per day. 4 types of medications. And last year, the American nation spent $263 billion on medication. $263 billion of medication, on medication. Because Allah is missing from the hearts. Dunya is there, we fill the heart with the dunya. And we keep the heart empty from spirituality, from relationship with Allah. This is the result. This is the result. This is the result. The number of those infected with or diagnosed with depression is increasing rather than decreasing. Rather than decreasing that rate, it is on the rise in the strongest nation on earth. This is the result when we don't pay attention to Allah in our life, to religion, to the spiritual side of our needs. We tend to our physical needs, material needs, but when it comes to the moral, spiritual needs, we don't care about them. This is the result. You have to live on medication. And I am not saying those who pray 5 times a day, they don't need medication. Some of them, they need it the most because the prayers is empty. Even those who pray, some of them, their prayers are empty. It does not have that power to connect them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mechanical prayers, they are used to it. So it does not produce that type of connection and relationship and affinity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do we worship? Because we need to worship to sustain ourselves, to live. It's like the children, my friends. Children, they must learn love their parents and obey their parents and respect their parents because they need them in their life. If children stay away from their parents, they are not going to learn love. They are not going to learn affection. They are going to be emotionally disturbed and empty. There will be a void in their heart. The heart which is the seat and the center of love and compassion and care is going to be emptied because they don't have good relationship from their mothers, with their mothers and their fathers. So who's going to pay the price? Who's going to lose? The children. The children are going to lose. They are not going to hurt their parents. They're going to suffer in their life, in their future life, when they go to school, when they graduate, when they get married, in their marital relationship, and then human relationship. They are not going to hurt their parents. This is the same. This parable is close to our story with Allah. When we don't worship Him and we don't have that relationship with Him, we hurt ourselves. We are not going to hurt Him. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Be steadfast in your worshipping with your family. Command them, encourage them to worship God. And be steadfast, وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. We are not asking you for sustenance or help. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. In fact, we provide you with provision and sustenance. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَّقْوَى. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. روي عن مولانا الإمام أبي جعفر الصادق عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه قال: ألا وإن الظلم ثلاثة: Oppression and injustice is of three types, three kinds. فظلم يغفره الله. One type of oppression and injustice, God is going to forgive. وَظُلْمٌ لَا يَخْفِرُهُ اللَّهُ. Another type of oppression and injustice, He's not going to forgive. وَظُلْمٌ لَا يَدَعُهُ اللَّهُ. A third type of injustice and abuse, God is not going to wait for that for long. He will take revenge because of this type of injustice. فَأَمَّا الظُّلْمُ الَّذِي لَا يَغْفِرُهُ اللَّهُ. As to the type of the injustice and oppression and abuse that God is not going to forgive, meaning if the person does this act and he does not repent and he dies, God is going to tell him, now, I'm not going to forgive you. And I'm not going to change my mind on the Day of Judgment. I'm not going to change my mind. I am telling you ahead of time, this is an unforgiving sin. What type of sin is that? الشرك بالله. The Quran states very clearly, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. When it comes to polytheism, God is not going to forgive. Whatever below that, He may forgive. Whatever crime or sin below polytheism and shirk, He may forgive. But shirk, someone who stands before God, and for 7 years he said, God, I did not recognize you, and I did not believe in you. He's not going to forgive that. Because this is the worst type of injustice. Imagine someone giving you money every single month for 7 years. And you never say to him, thank you. You never say to him, thank you. He gives you money every single month, on time, without any delay. No word of thanks from you. Although he does not expect that. But this is not a humanity. You are not a human. Even animals sometimes, if you give something to an animal, he will, you know, shake his head or shake his, you know, whatever. Approving that, you know. So when someone stands before God and he says, I don't know you. Sorry, I don't know you. This is the worst type of injustice. The second, وَظُلْمٌ وَأَمَّا الظُّلْمُ الَّذِي يَخْفِرُهُ اللَّهِ. The type of injustice that if someone dies and he does not get an opportunity to repent, فَظُلْمُ الرَّجُلِ لِنَفْسِهِ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ. There are types of relationship that two people are involved in them. Two sides. One, the abd, the servant, and the second, the lord. No third party. No others. The person and his lord. Such as what? Ibadat, the dua, salat here. Salat that you pray at home, you pray in the mosque. The fasting. This is between you and lord. You are not doing this for the people. This is huququllah. Huququllah, the rights of God upon you. Maybe some people, they forgot at some times of their life, at some years when they were very young, when they were, you know, sometimes happy, too happy. They forgot to pray. Allah says, I might overlook these things and forgive them. This is my right and I can forgive my rights. وَأَمَّا الظُّلْمُ الَّذِي لَا يَدَعُهُ اللَّهِ. The type of abuse and oppression that God cannot tolerate to see, and He would punish. In this life, huh? He does not wait until the Day of Judgment. In this life, the person will see the result of his abuse and his ظلم, injustice, oppression, harassment to others. فَالْمُدَايَنَةُ بَيْنَ الْعِبَادِ. الْمُدَايَنَةُ بَيْنَ الْعِبَادِ. الْمُدَايَنَةُ مَعْنَاهَا الْمُعَامَلَةُ. Dealing among the people. The relationship among the people. One of them abuses the other. Now this other could be his family member at home. It could be outside in the community. الْمُدَايَنَةُ بَيْنَ الْعِبَادِ. حقوق الناس, two types of حقوق, rights of the people. One of them are the material, involving money, piece of land, the company, the assets, the car, and the other type, which could be even worse than the material one. The معنوي, حقوق المعنوية, the moral rights, the ethical rights, the spiritual rights. the reputation of the people involved. Reputation, accusing people wrongly, pointing your finger or judging without even giving yourself some time to investigate, to think about this, to think about that. Spreading rumors, accusations, gossiping about the members of the community, being harsh on them, unjust to them. This type of oppression, لا يدعه الله. Allah cannot tolerate, and Allah will seek revenge himself. Tomorrow, inshallah, we have the Arabic session at 8 p.m. الجلسة العربية الشهرية, inshallah. غدا في الساعة الثامنة مساء تبدأ مع الصلاة, inshallah. And also our youth, they have another session, which is a bonfire in Newport Beach at 6:30, inshallah. If you follow their website, iecoc.org, they give you more details. Our youth here, they have the bonfire, not bonfire. Some of them said bonfire. No bombing, inshallah. Bonfire, you know. I don't know whether we really need the bonfire in this, you know, hot weather. So, to warm the relationships, inshallah. And before I leave the podium, there is a member of our community who used to come to this masjid when he and his family lived in Orange County. He has been diagnosed with cancer, and he's young. And he had two surgeries. One of them is done. He's waiting for his second surgery. He has a medical insurance, but his deductible is $20,000. So please, let's help. He's young, and he has a future. He has, you know, family. Let's help whatever you can afford, either after the Salat come to Brother Shahidi and or Brother Mushtaba or me. And if you don't have it with you today, this Friday, next Friday, inshallah, let's provide him with something, at least part of that money. If we can't collect the whole money, part of that money, لِرِضَ اللَّهِ, for the satisfaction and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات. Two honorable women in our community also, they have surgery. One of them, she has surgery today, and the other is in the near future also. Let's recite أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُفْطَرُ for them. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُفْطَرَ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ 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 أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُفْطَرَ إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المريضتان المنظورتان, اللهم ألبسهما ثوب الصحة والعافية وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلوات.